The following program, Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, is brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, presenting the plight facing God's chosen people today, so that you can be a blessing to them through your prayers and Christian love. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews was founded in 1983 to promote understanding and cooperation between Jews and Christians, and to build broad support for Israel. Our vision is that Jews and Christians will reverse their 2,000-year history of discord and replace it with a relationship marked by dialogue, understanding, respect, and cooperation. Through the financial and prayerful support from Christians and Jews in America and around the world, the Fellowship has helped hundreds of thousands of Jews escape poverty and anti-Semitism. They've helped return Jewish families, orphans, and elderly Holocaust survivors to their biblical homeland, Israel. They've provided life-giving aid to Israel's victims of war and terror, and much more. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder and president of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, has devoted more than 30 years to building bridges of understanding between Christians and Jews, and is recognized as the world's leading Jewish authority on evangelical Christians.
When I began the fellowship, I was a voice in the wilderness. There were many moments where I did not know, can this endure?
It's building a trusting relationship, and that's going to take time.
Can such a ministry, which was seen as naive, after 2,000 years, you're going to bring Christians and Jews together, you're going to get Christians to support Israel?
He started off in a little office, you know, my mom was pregnant with me, and they had no health insurance and no income, and he was alone in the office with his dream.
A vision that Christians and Jews, God's children, could get along with one another.
He says, I understand that you want to see me come to Jesus as Messiah. He said, that doesn't offend me.
Could love one another. Could change the course of history together.
And he says, but no matter what it is you want me to do, your own scriptures say that the best way for you to do that is to love me.
I think back nostalgically to those early days when I began the fellowship. And I must tell you that I had a prepared speech, remarks that I was going to give this morning, and I felt God telling me to rip them up a half hour before I got here. I wish He would tell me earlier. In all honesty, there were many moments of loneliness.
Though I walk the valley of death.
But when you feel like you're called to something, you're guided by God. As I was sitting and listening to your praying, your praise, I could not help but feel that, behold, this is a highway to heaven, a gateway to heaven. This is the place of God. God's presence is here.
Constantly seeking God's direction rather than my own.
And rather than by what others will say about you.
I must admit, it was at times very painful.
There was skepticism on the part of the Jewish community, a real lack of trust. It was you, our friends, who held my hands up like Moses with Aaron and Hur. God sent many of His partners, like yourselves, over the years.
We are not using Israel or Jewish people as a theological football for our advantage.
I want to talk to you about an incredible fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
I remember Pat Robertson saying, I'll pray for you and your ministry.
There are so many things.
And I walked out of there saying, great, another Christian who's going to pray for my ministry. I don't have anything, and he's going to pray for me. Well, great, Pat.
By the time I got back to my office a day later, there was an overnight envelope, and in it was a $10,000 check, and it was from Pat.
Is it possible to heal 2,000 years of misunderstanding between two religions? Well, our next guest
He had a little note. I believe that God is working through you, and I want to be with you on this journey.
From the first time back in 1983 when you and I sat together.
It wasn't just the funds which we needed. It was the affirmation from someone like him that this is of God and he wants to be a part of it.
It's a tremendous bridge, and you have just gained such acceptance with both communions, which is great.
We are leaving Mother Russia.
But the breakthrough, I think, came like 15 years ago. Not through dialogue. But the breakthrough came when we were able to find a project where we could work together.
Joining me is Rabbi Yehiel Eckstein, president of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, the ministry sponsoring this program. Welcome, Yehiel.
Thank you, Pat.
What are the Christians started hearing about this message to bring the Jewish people home. The Jewish people wanted to leave the former Soviet Union, but they obviously did not have the resources to do so. Here was a chance to show the Jewish people Christian love in a very real way, in a tangible, meaningful way. By blessing Israel and the Jewish people, they're not abrogating their Great Commission. They're fulfilling their Great Commission.
I know what the scripture says, that we are to do the works of Jesus, and the works are continuing here.
People with good hearts and a righteous spirit that's doing the same thing, trying to help those that are oppressed, help those that are hungry, helping those that are trying to find their roots and to be settled again. You know, it's such a good feeling to be a part of that.
This desert is blossoming like a rose here, and the land is fertile, and God's bringing Jews back to Israel from all over the world.
Long ago we read that the Gentiles would bring the Jews back to this country, and we read the scripture and we said, how can we help fulfill that? And then we heard Rabbi, and I said, that's a way, because we never knew of any organization that supported bringing Jews back to Israel.
The Bible says in Ezekiel 39, verse 28, then they will know that I am the Lord their God, for though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind. When the 74-year reign of communism ended with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1990, the door to freedom opened for one of the most oppressed groups of people on earth, Soviet Jews, who long had been denied permission to return to Israel, their biblical homeland. With large-scale emigration finally possible, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews launched a new program called On Wings of Eagles to transport these Jews on freedom flights from many places around the world to the Holy Land. To date, hundreds of thousands of Jews have been rescued and flown home to Israel. Here in 2016, with the help of Christians like you, the fellowship has been able to rescue hundreds of Jewish families, orphans, and Holocaust survivors on monthly fellowship freedom flights, leaving Kiev, Ukraine, and arriving in Tel Aviv, Israel. Would you like to be part of fulfilling biblical prophecy and help rescue and return Jews, God's chosen people, from the four corners of the earth, home to Israel? You can do that right now. The cost to rescue one Jew and put them on the next Fellowship Ukraine Freedom Flight is $1,500. $1,000 of your donation goes directly to the Jew you rescue to help them find an apartment in Israel, pay for their food and clothing when they arrive, education for them to learn Hebrew, and much more. The balance of your donation pays for the airfare cost and resettlement fees from Ukraine to Israel. You can also give a one-time donation of $500. We'll join your gift with two others who are also donating $500, and together you'll rescue one Jew on an upcoming freedom flight. Or, lastly, you can give a one-time donation of $150. We'll join your gift with 9 others who are also giving $150. And together, you'll rescue a precious Jewish soul on this fellowship flight. Here's the number to call to rescue a Jew on our next upcoming Fellowship Ukraine Freedom Flight. It's 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. You can also donate your tax-deductible gift on our ministry website page for these On Wings of Eagles Ukraine flights. The website address is www.ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. Please call right now and help us as we fill these flights with Jews who dream of returning to their homeland. Friendly fellowship operators are waiting to talk with you. The number is 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647.
When you read in the Bible and it says that God will bring His chosen people home, it opens up your eyes to the fact that His chosen people are also little children from all over the world that have either been abandoned or raised in orphanages or refugees of war, whatever it may be. Even though they don't realize it, He's bringing them back in their infancy.
Christians today are helping bring the Jewish children to Israel, the orphans, the children who have no place else to go.
Shalom, Chavrut, shalom, shalom. Yes, such a big smile.
That's one, too.
Hello, Rabbi. Shalom.
To see descendants of Abraham, young children that are descendants of Abraham, is literally just heart-wrenching.
We have to take care of these, and I have 6 grandchildren.
It's sad to see the children there in the orphanage, but at the same time, we look at it and we think, this is a miracle for them. These are God's chosen people in their infancy being raised in the Holy Land.
It just made me cry, and I could feel the power of the Lord among His people and the work that He's doing. And I just praise God and the rabbi for all of his work and his dream and his vision.
I thank Rabbi Eckstein because he started this fellowship so that we can have a part in it. Because God commands us, you know. Jesus said, as much as you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. And we need to remember that more.
Jesus said, let the little ones come unto me. You got to love them. You got to take them. You got to do something.
You looked in their faces and you saw the glow and the joy and the peace that these children had. And you knew that it was all because there were people who cared. And the word says that they will know we are Christians by our love.
Christians have a commission to share the gospel of God's love through Jesus to the whole world. And at the same time, the Jewish community, in seeing that these are different Christians from the ones we encountered for 2,000 years, would begin to trust. And reach out to those Christians who are helping and blessing them.
I work for the fellowship and I do a lot of volunteer work with the fellowship.
How do I get it to go? Okay. I don't know.
And there are times that I just think it's futile and I come here and I see this work, and I know that what the fellowship does every day of every year is coming to good soil like this and is helping God's children, these innocent children who are so beautiful.
Just imagine the joy you'll bring to a little Jewish boy or girl in Ukraine and their family, perhaps an orphan or an elderly Holocaust survivor who is in their last remaining years. When they hear the news that a Christian from America, someone like you listening to this radio program right now in your car or at home, will make it possible for a precious Jew to board a plane, many of them with all their belongings in just a suitcase and the shirt on their back, and fly them to their homeland, Israel. This is a life-changing event for these poor Jews, something they could never afford to pay for themselves. But you can make this possible. You can rescue them out of oppression in the former Soviet Union and home to the freedom and safety of Israel. The Fellowship is conducting monthly Ukraine Freedom Flights throughout 2016, and we need your financial help to fill these flights with as many Jews as we can. The cost to save one Jew and put them on a seat on one of these flights is $1,500. And there are three ways you can donate today. First is with a generous one-time gift of $1,500. Second is with a gift of $500. We'll join your gift with two others who are also donating $500. Or third, you can give a one-time donation of $150. We'll combine your gift with nine others who are also giving $150, and together you will rescue a Jew and bring them home to Israel. Would you like to be part of this? If God is speaking to you right now, here's a special phone number for you to call. It's 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. You can also donate your tax-deductible gift on our ministry website page for these On Wings of Eagles Ukraine flights. The website address is www.ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. Please call as soon as you can. You'll be part of fulfilling biblical prophecy today here in 2016 as we rescue these Ukrainian Jews out of their desperate situation in the former Soviet Union and bring them to Israel, their true homeland. Again, the number is 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. Or online at ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio.
God, when he wants to talk to his people about how to be blessed, he puts it in a part of one verse and sums it all up and says, you want to be blessed? Bless my people.
We are in desperate times here in America, and one thing's for sure is that in an hour of economic uncertainty, we can be certain that God's going to bless us because we've been faithful to bless Abraham's seed. And since we started supporting Rabbi Eckstein's ministry, our church has grown by over 400%. And it wasn't something that took a long time. It literally was almost instantaneously it began to happen.
Thanking Christians in America, together with Jewish people, for helping be the balm of Gilead to the people of Israel and the state of Israel at their time of need.
To be a friend of Israel demands no less than supporting her through these very difficult days, as well as the better ones we all know await her and await her people in the future.
My wife Annette and I are here. Our two daughters are alive, and our 17 grandchildren bring us untold joy because of a Christian. A Christian who did not know us. He took a train and joined us in hell.
We have a common struggle ahead of us, and we have to be firm and strong in that struggle. And it is only through working together, Jews, Christians, who have now been working together with Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein, that we can achieve that goal.
Little did I know that we would find ourselves in a situation where Iran threatens to obliterate the Jewish state with nuclear arms, that at a time that the Jewish people needed friends more than ever,
Christians who believe in the Bible would feel called to stand with us.
I can't imagine, truthfully, anything more important in the times that we're living in than for Christians and Jews to come together.
That's the whole point of Jesus' coming, was to bring peace and love and brotherhood, and why should we continue to be separated?
They love Israel, they love God's people. And in the fellowship with Rabbi Eckstein, they have found a vehicle to express that love.
Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine.
Yechiel, you have made an extraordinary difference in the lives of countless people and in fulfilling, if I may put it this way, the mitzvah of Tikkun Olam, the great good deed of bettering the world.
Helping the poor and helping those that could not help themselves. Because it's the heart of God. It's the heart of God to really help those that cannot help themselves.
I remember one particularly poignant incident in the Ukraine. I'll never forget, we had a group of roughly divided Christians and Jews alike, and we went to this one village where there were a few elderly Jews, and there was one elderly man there who had pretty much lost his foot to cold. And he said, well, he has a heart condition and he needs this operation, but it costs $500. And so he's just enduring it and he'll probably die in the next few months. And at that point, one of the Jews went into his pocket and he pulled out $250. And he gave it to this man. He said, you're halfway there. And at that point, one of the Christians in the group took out from his pocket $250 and gave it to them and said, now you're all the way there. That, for me, told the whole story of what it is that the fellowship of Christians and Jews is all about.
Shalom, friends. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein speaking to you from Jerusalem. Here in the month of June, the fellowship is conducting 7 Wings of Eagles Freedom Flights. And I want to give you the dates of these flights so that you can sponsor and rescue a precious Jew, bring them home to the land of Israel, and pray for their safe landings and for their future life in Israel. The Ukraine Wings of Eagles Freedom flight leaving Kiev, Ukraine, arriving in Tel Aviv, Israel, will take place this month on Tuesday, June 28th. With your prayers and financial support today, we're hoping to rescue on this flight over 150 Jews out of the Ukraine. People who are desperately trying to get to Israel. In addition to the Ukraine flight, the fellowship is conducting 6 other Wings of Eagles Freedom flights here in the month of June. And those dates and locations are June 26th from Turkey, June 27th from Argentina, June 27th from Brazil, June 28th from France, and June 29th from Russia. Your gift today of $1,500, $500, $150 will go towards these on Wings of Eagles flights to rescue hundreds of Jews. These are Jews who cannot afford to make Aliyah to Israel. But with your gift today, you can make that miracle possible. You can change their life forever. You can put them on a seat on one of these Fellowship Freedom flights here in the month of June. Here's the phone number to call, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Operators are standing by ready to talk with you. That's 844-80-WINGS, W-I-N-G-S. Numerically, the number is 844-80-WINGS. 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. Your generous gift today will enable these Jews to escape anti-Semitism and extreme poverty and to realize the dream of living in their biblical homeland, Israel. Here's that number once again to rescue a Jew on one of these June Fellowship Freedom Flights. 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-809-4647. Toda rabah. Thank you, and may God bless you and your family for your sacrificial gift today and for being a blessing to the people of Israel. Shalom.
This program, Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, has been brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.